Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, 31st of March. And today, a lot of our listeners gave us a call paying respect to the late Doug Mulray, breakfast champion, absolute legend when it comes to the radio.
Yep, fantastic. He was part of many, many lives and made a lot of people very happy on their way to work every morning.
Yeah, out of Triple M Sydney. So you'll hear a lot of that on the podcast. As well as that, we spoke with, speaking about funny, Tommy Dean, a funny US comedian. He's been here in the coast, or not, he's been here in Australia, I should say, for about 30 years.
Yeah, very funny man. He's on the coast tonight, though, for charity for a cause organised by the local rugby club. The local Rotary Club. And also, there was comeuppance for a man with the shortest arms and longest pockets in radio.
It's a lie.
Who just
it
refuses.
Is a lie. This is a lie.
Refuses to pay up. Anyway, that's all on the podcast.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Good, check out the buzz cut on Paddy Gerard today.
Sir.
Oh, wow. Sir,
can I join the army? Can I join the army?
You could. You are like...
Smooth, eh?
Special issue.
Smooth. You want to...
I don't want to feel it.
Okay, all right. What about my hair? Okay. Oh, you're feeling sad today.
Parramatta, their fourth loss of the season.
Come on.
28 points to 20.
Come on.
No, I don't care.
Stop doing that.
Wallaby's going to win the World Cup.
When's that on?
That's later this year.
Is it? Good work. Oh,
when's that on?
Kimmy, who was in our tipping competition yesterday, she tipped the Roosters, so she's still in there with a fighting chance.
Good on you, Kimmy.
She tipped the Roosters going for $500 thanks to... the Avoca Beach Bowling,
renovated. If she gets through the first three games.
Yeah, she's on the way.
That's it. She got the round.
She got Panthers tonight. She's got the Bunny over the Storms. She went for Manly over the Knights and the Dolphins over Dragons and the Broncos over the West Tigers. So, well done. Hey, we just told you before, it is awesome, 82, that one of the true legends of Australian FM breakfast radio, Doug Mulray, has passed away overnight. He was 71. And Dougie was just, I remember, I used to go to Sydney, not for the tourist attractions, just so I could listen to Uncle Doug.
So good.
When I got into radio, he was just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I used to get tapes and audio sent from Doug just so I could sit there and listen when I was in Darwin. Gee, he was good.
He was fantastic. He was going through my apprenticeship to him.
And you'd be on the job site.
You get to work and just sit in your car for a bit longer.
Yeah. Here's part of Dougie's last show back in 1992, Doug Mulray. Rest in peace, mate.
Big Aldro, she's in there and, a bit of neck oil. She's actually preparing the throat for the bully. Look at that, a little bit of motion lotion.
Smooth.
A little bit of froggy bediga, ladies and gentlemen, going down the old kicker.
Yummy, yummy.
Is it good? You wouldn't deprive an engine of oil, would you?
You're looking real good.
That's why they invented alcohol, wasn't it? So that ugly blokes could... Oh, no, I don't think we can say that on the wireless. Not even on our last day.
And then, people, these are the tributes when Dougie left Triple M back in 1992.
Ah, gee, Doug, for 11 years you've been making people very happy. You're going to make a lot of people very sad today, but you deserve the break, matey. Thank
Hello,
you.
Doug. It's Mark, the one-armed butcher from Terry Hill. thanks for letting me keep my sanity over the last 3 years that I've had this butcher shop in Terry Hills. All the best, mate, and hope everything turns out great for you.
But this is from the real Arkies, who's flipping the tongue. We may be outside your demographic, but we love you just the same, Dougie. Gonna miss you, and thanks for giving Etheridge and Indigo Girls their start here. Ciao, baby.
Yeah, have a listen to this one.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Mayor. Thanks for the past 11 years, Uncle Doug. We wish you weren't leaving. P.S. What did you write on my bra at Club Chopper?
Sarah from New Mia, what did you write on my bra at Club Troppo here on the Central Coast? So, Dougie must have did some gigs on the weekend. So, rest in peace, radio legend Doug Mulray. We've got Shane from Empire Bay. Good morning, mate.
Shane?
G'day, mate. Not a good morning, Paddy. Bit sad Uncle Doug's left the planet. How, 71. Wow.
Yeah, 71 years of age. Did you used to listen to him, mate?
Oh, dude. Hey, he was a staple, mate. He was the absolute pioneer of, what would you call his comedy? Unusual comedy. I'll give you one instance. He actually broke into telly and had a half-hour slot. I think it was about 7:30. Anyway, Mr. Packer was watching it. The Kerry Packer was watching it, and he loved it so much he switched it off.
I was watching that episode. I was watching. I was in Townsville. I'm absolutely. It was on Channel 9, and Kerry Packer.
We were gobsmacked. Yeah.
What do you mean he loved it so much?
It was funniest home videos.
Yeah.
And I think it was two animals having sex or something. I'm not quite sure.
In the park in Sydney. Yeah.
And anyway, and then Kerry Packer rang whoever and said, get it off. And so they stopped it.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Canned the show. Yeah.
So Kerry Packer definitely knew who he was, mate. And I'm sad by the fact that he's passed, but what a legend, mate. Absolute legend.
Thanks for that, Shaney. Yeah, rest in peace.
Have a good day, boys.
Doug Mulray, 71 years of age. You've got Nugget with
Nugget.
Us. G'day, Nug.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, mate. You going all right?
Yeah, just driving down the freeway. It's all good. No traffic. Down to Sydney.
Doing the usual grind, mate.
Yeah, the grind. And Rob, don't worry, mate. Parramatta's had played some of the good teams in Dubai after they've had their bye, so we'll be good by the end of the year, mate. Don't worry about that.
Okay, by round 27, you're going to come good.
Unusual for Parramatta's.
It doesn't matter, mate. You've only got to get the grand final, then you're good.
Okay,
correct. There's only one game of the year that counts, Nugget. You're right.
Thanks, Nuggy.
Like last year.
Yeah, don't bring that up. All right, Nug, thanks for the call, mate.
Have fun. Right, see you, boys.
Okay, you want to have a chat? 1-3-5. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. We're chasing this up this morning. A story, a surf club, Terrigal Surf Club, has sent a swimmer a letter because she's breached its no nudity rule in the change rooms. Nada Pantel.
Who made that rule? What are you going to a change room for?
Get changed.
You get changed.
But
how can you do it without getting nude?
Well, the letter outlines that there was no nudity rule was made because of its child safe policy. But if you've got a kid and you're going with the kid. Yeah. So look, we'll look at that later on. We'll try and get on to Nada later on this morning. Other things we're looking at.
Parramatta, their fourth loss of the season.
Stop it.
28 points to 20.
That's got
to
stop
it. Stop it, please. Whoever's doing that,
I
want you to stop.
I can't wait for the Broncos to go down.
You imagine if they go down against the West Tigers.
Oh, Monday, for a week.
Monday, aren't I going to cop it?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Some other news today. One of the true legends of Australian FM breakfast radio, Doug Mulray from Triple M, has passed away overnight. He was 71. And on his last show in 1992, they had the feedback line and would love to try and chase down this lady. Do you know her?
Hi, this is Sarah from the Mayor. Thanks for the past 11 years, Uncle Jack. We wish you weren't leaving. P.S. What did you write on my bra at Club Troppo?
Yeah, Club Troppo. If anyone knows
scroll
where Sarah is now, wouldn't it be great to talk to her? We've got Darren from Canwell. Hi, Daz.
Hey, Daz.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What you calling about, mate?
Just sharing a memory of Doug, mate. Now, I remember that TV show that he did, that Funniest Home Videos, and his claim to fame with that was he's the only fella to ever be pulled off public television by Kerry Packer.
Yeah. Not bad, eh?
he was just a legend. I said to Rob, hey, Daz, because, like, I grew up in Queensland, still knew who Dougie was. And when I went to Sydney, I didn't go to Sydney to look at the tourist attractions. I'd go there so I could listen to Doug Mulray, and I'd get up from early morning just to listen to him. He was just brilliant.
He was, mate. Him and Andrew Denton, the boy genius from indoor cricket, they were certainly a great team together.
Did you grow up in Sydney, Daz?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm a product of the western suburbs, Parramatta, mate.
Oh, commiserations there. Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Come here, Daz. I'll give you a hug. But, and that's the thing. Like, so many people grew up in Sydney, have moved to the Central Coast, but the memories of Doug are lasting, aren't they?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, everlasting, mate. He was absolute funny man.
Yeah, he certainly was. Mate, what's on for today, Dazzy?
Big day at work, mate. Bit of a blast on where I work, so got a bit happening.
What's a blast?
I operate a quarry, mate, and got a blast. Got to blow up the ground, you know.
Oh, right, eh?
Hey. You know, yeah. Do they, like, in the vicinity, households wouldn't be in the vicinity, would it?
Oh,
probably not.
Please.
I'm just asking. Asking for a friend.
Oh, no, we've got a lot of rules and regulations we've got to follow to make that happen. exclusion zones and such. And, the closest house is probably 800 metres to a kilometre away.
See, Palmer?
That's pretty close.
When I was in Mount Isa, because they'd blow, when I lived in Mount Isa, they'd blow, I think, twice a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
More often than you.
And there was always like the earth would shake. It really would. Yeah. You know, you'd probably be used to that, Daz.
Yeah, look, ours aren't that big a blast, mate. They're very small and contained, and
yeah,
we do the right thing by the environment and things.
Good stuff, Daz. Well, enjoy blasting today, mate.
Good on you, fellas. Thanks.
See you, Dazzy. That's Darren from Canwell. Still from Canwell. Aaron went from Darren to Aaron.
Darren from Canwell. Yes. Daz.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, mate. What you calling about?
Well, sad thing about good old Doug Mulray. I still remember him as a young fella when I was a lot younger down in Sydney. And used to remember seeing all the old Triple M bumper stickers floating around with his name all over it.
Yeah.
With Was It the Rock Dog?
Was It the Rock Dog? Yeah.
That's a bit of a sad one.
Doug was an institution in Sydney. Absolute institution, mate.
It was like going to church, listening to him.
Yeah. It was a must, wasn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
But the other reason I'm calling this, I've got a TV series for you, Paddy.
Okay, I've got here my pen poised, mate.
It's called The Last of Us.
The Last of
Us. Oh, hang on. Is that the zombie one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone was talking about it last week, The Last of Us.
Good Chloe.
Good Chloe, yeah. Because Good Chloe filled in for Bad Chloe, our producer.
Yeah.
Who's shaking your head at the moment. So, The Last of Us, must watch, mate?
Yeah, it's a must watch, yeah, definitely.
How many series, first of all, how many episodes per series?
There's only one series and there's 10 episodes.
Oh, beauty. And how long are they?
Excellent.
How long are they?
They go for about an hour and 15 minutes each, so it should take you about 3 months.
Okay. The show's based on humans struggling to survive after an infectious fungus turns ordinary people into zombies. It's an actual fungus, so
It
could actually happen.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's based off some PlayStation game.
Okay, The Last of Us. I'm watching it this weekend. And I'll blast you if it's not good on Monday. No, I've heard it's really good.
It is really good. You'll enjoy it.
All right, mate. Have a good Friday, Azzy.
You too, boys.
See you, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
As cold as a Parramatta dressing room last night. Post-match, 11 degrees, Triple M.
Well, they're all probably nude.
Well,
and what was wrong with that?
My mate in Perth texted me about this story yesterday, where 15 surf life-saving clubs across the Central Coast are planning to ban nudity in their change rooms. And one former member of the Terrigal Surf Life Saving Club, where the policy is already instated, was sent a letter of warning after rinsing off in the showers fresh from an ocean swim.
Look, there's nothing wrong with getting your kid off in the change rooms. Right. Absolutely not, 100%. You look over, especially in the UK. I remember when I went over when I was younger and you would basically go into a change room and the whole place, there's showers, but there's no barricades. It's just, there's just shower heads. There's a whole football team in there having a shower and then you move out.
You know what I do when I go to the beach and I have a shower? I get my gear off because you want to get your undies or whatever you're swimming in. And so I just put towel around and just rip everything down there. What?
Towel around, well, you can do that.
Yeah.
If you want, or you can just keep your towel dry, and just get your gear off, get changed. There's nothing wrong with it. That's what a change room is. People walk around starkers all the time. My wife got expelled from the rugby club change rooms. Cause
now I'm all ears.
She was very young. She walked in to find her dad because she was looking for a dad after his game of rugby. Yeah. And this four-year-old Gwen.
runs
into the change room.
You could have told me that.
Where are you, Dad?
She's got banned. You could have told
me. They said, right, no kids in the change rooms anymore.
Later in life.
But look, it's just that I'm at home. I get into trouble for it at home because I
but
the get
reason,
my kid off all the
can
time.
I tell you, with the Terrigal Surf Club, there's 949 members of the Terrigal Club, and 362 are under the age of 14.
It's only one third.
So the board has advised members that the club is a family friendly environment. The nudity is not acceptable as per the child safe policy.
That's having a shower is not a perverted thing, and getting changed in a change room is not a perverted thing. You just get changed.
But down at Nathan from Long Jetty.
G'day, Nathan from Long Jetty.
Oh, how you going, gentlemen?
Yeah, what do you think? Nudity.
Oh, mate, it's an absolute joke. As long as I can remember, even like I grew up, I went to Terrigal High School. We used to go down there for surfing for sport. There'd be always the same as the entrance at the ocean bars. There'd always be a couple of old blokes in the showers. There was always men's and ladies, different change rooms, you know. But what's the issue? Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
We were born nude.
Like, that's exactly right. Like, you need to have a wash after that when you want to go and jump in your car all salted up or feel terrible. It's nothing better than a bit of a rinse off after the salt water, you know.
Yeah.
Problem is, we're too busy pleasing everyone that if two people complain about, I don't know if that's appropriate, and then everyone has to agree.
Mate, have a look at, you know, just worry about your own stuff instead of, you know, maybe someone else's was bigger, you know.
Yeah, well, Paddy always had a lot of envy issues.
They always thought I was a female. Which is disappointing.
Are you stuffed too, are you, Paddy?
Like a turtle.
Find the tiger.
Tuck and run.
All right. Nathan, we'll speak to you later on with your surf report, all right?
Fishing, Evan.
Oh, fishing.
It's the same as last week, gentlemen. It hasn't much changed this week. The water's still nice and warm.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
Still biting. Very
thanks,
good.
Nathan. Thanks, buddy. Now, what are you saying about at home?
Well, the thing is, because I get my kid off all the time at home,
yeah,
and I think it normalises it for the kids so they don't have to worry. Oh, so I just jump in the pool, yeah. No problem, have a swim. Dude.
What about your neighbours?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If they want to look, it's my backyard, and if I want my gear off, no problem.
Chloe, our producer, put a hand up.
I was going to say, with all the Instagram models and everything that kids see, it's probably good for them to see real bodies in the change rooms. Oh, you're talking about Rob. Well, just anyone in general.
You know, not perfect, but not far from it. I opened the door the other day to a lady. I had a towel on.
Yeah.
Well, I got in trouble for that.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, Gwen said, why would you open the door to that woman with just a towel on?
Yeah.
So, well, why not? I just got out of the pool. Like, we live in a coastal place.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
You should be allowed
there's
to, you know,
yeah.
Give me a break.
Look, if you want to continue the conversation, 133353, we do want to look at it. With the forum we've got coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, yeah, should there be total bans of nudity in change rooms?
No.
Okay, 133353, let us know. And also, we're going to try and get on to Amanda. She was the one that drove to save the rep in domestic season. You know, we were talking about yesterday, it was in the news, about the basketball on the Central Coast.
Yes.
You know how the basketball in New South Wales shut down. Well, it was the Central Coast Waves collapsing just weeks out of the season then. So we're going to speak to Amanda about that, but especially nudity. What do you think? Should there be no nudity in change rooms?
Yes, what are you supposed to do? Shower in a suit?
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
News this morning, if you haven't heard, Uncle Doug Mulray has passed away at the age of 71. Because Dougie used to work here on the Central Coast at 2GO, Doug Mulray.
Did he really?
In these studios here.
Actually, I had heard that.
Yeah, and of course, an absolute legend. Yeah, with Triple M in Sydney. And we've got it on our Facebook page. Farewell, the Turnip Boy. You'll be missed. From Chrissy, true legend, irreverent and funny, as loved Uncle Doug. Rest in peace, great man. Christine won a competition on his radio show many years ago, which was an all-inclusive trip to Perisher in the smallest plane ever. There was about 12 winners and Uncle Doug. Very funny memories. Rest in peace, Uncle Doug. Legend listened to back in the 80s. So absolute legend, Dougie was.
What a brilliant radio mind he had.
Entertainer. Lovely bloke. Never met him, but I remember going to Sydney. I used to go to Sydney, not to go to the tourist attractions, but when I was in Sydney, just to listen to Triple M and listen to Doug.
Yeah.
It was just
I bumped into him once at the QT Hotel in Sydney.
Yeah.
Sat down, said hello. Said, oh, geez, I admire you, Uncle Doug, and I'll take a picture with you. We sat down, had a photo, and that was, you know, that was 8 years ago.
In his last show in, I think it was 1992, Triple M, there was callers on the feedback line, and here's one. It's about a local.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Mayor. Thanks for the past 11 years, Uncle Doug. We wish you weren't leaving. P.S. What did you write on my bra at Club Troppo?
Would love to know Club Troppo, which is an institution here on the Central Coast at Central Coast Leagues Club. So rest in peace, Uncle Doug. That's for sure. A lot of people are paying tribute to Doug this morning.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the forum.
Yeah, if you want to join us, 133353. The big news, one of the big news stories on the Central Coast this week, there was a huge hit to local basketball with the Central Coast Waves collapsing just weeks out of the season then. And it was closed by Basketball New South Wales earlier this week due to financial trouble. Mm. That's been reversed.
Well, it was going to affect a lot of players.
Indeed it was, Robert.
170-odd?
Oh, it could have been. Could have been even more. But to tell us the good news, we've got Amanda Bolton from Central Coast Basketball. Good morning, Amanda.
Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So some good news.
We have had some good news. So we got some good news on Wednesday evening, which was amazing. They have, Basketball New South Wales have come to an agreement with Central Coast Basketball, which is run out of Terrigal, or Breakers Basketball Indoor Stadium at Terrigal. They are willing to take our representatives, so the Central Coast Waves representative rep program for the balance of the season, under their wing and see the representative program out, which gets 90 rep kids back on the court from this weekend. It's amazing. We're so grateful, and it's definitely resulting to the rep program at this stage. But there's still a lot of kids that aren't back on the court, that don't play rep. We've got little ones, little ripple players, that from age 2 right up to adults that can't yet go back on the court because, you know, they've paid association fees and things like that. So it's good news for the rep teams, but we are still working with Basketball New South Wales and Central Coast Basketball to try and find a way forward to get community basketball back at Niagara Park.
Was it, Amanda, a financial problem within the Waves that caused the initial problem? How did it all come about?
It's my understanding that the board became aware in the last few weeks that the financial situation was getting dire. They spoke with Basketball New South Wales and made Central Coast Waves had to make a difficult decision to stop trading, and that was under the advice of Basketball New South Wales. So when they stopped trading, obviously they're not allowed to hire court space out of Niagara Park. So it wasn't council that shut it all down. It wasn't council closing the doors to the kids. It was the fact that the association couldn't keep booking and hiring courts because
the money wasn't there.
Incurring more debt, and there was no money to pay it.
Yeah, I can imagine with insurance reasons and stuff like that.
That's right.
And
yeah,
in current climate.
It was no fault of Central Coast Council. I know it's been in the media that council closed the doors on the association. That's not the case. It was, you know, there's a lot of governance and legal issues now because you know, if you found that you know you may be heading into insolvency, you can't trade. You can't incur any further debt. So, you know, it was Central Coast Waves that had to tell council that we can't keep hiring the courts.
Yep.
And it was under Basketball New South Wales's advice that we need to stop trading and try and sort things out.
Amanda, you did say about the rep season. What is the light at the end of the tunnel for the domestic season? Is there a process that you guys can go through that hopefully get the kids and everyone back on the courts?
Look, at the moment, I know Basketball New South Wales are working really hard. The rep program was sort of the most urgent because there's round 2 for the under 12s and 14s is this weekend in Newcastle.
Yep.
So, you know, parents had booked accommodation, they'd booked, you know, they'd taken days off work, the kids, you know, this team's travelling from Tamworth and all over the district to Newcastle this weekend to play our Central Coast Waves team. So that was why it was so urgent and the rep program was sorted first. But to get community basketball back at Niagara Park Stadium is the priority. And I'm not giving up on that. I'm still on the phones every day to try and, yep, and sort a way forward. It is really important because we can't just, you know, we can't just have these kids. There's not enough court space on the Central Coast. If we have all of these kids, you know, having to try and find space at Terrigal or space at, you know, Lake Haven, there's not the court space, yep, to host all of these kids.
Yep.
So Niagara Park's an amazing facility with 4 courts. But we just need to find a way forward that we can get kids back there. We've got 2 rounds of the past domestic competition. So we were just heading into finals week, semi-finals week.
Yep.
So all the kids that had made the semi-finals are sort of just sitting in limbo, waiting to finish out that competition. But You know, right now the support we do, if there's local businesses out there or anything like that that wants to come in and support, because there's a lot of families that, you know, are out of pocket.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amanda.
Amanda, we've got to go to an ad break because we've got a few things to do today. But you keep us up to date. We'll stay in contact with you.
100%.
But you're doing great work from the Central Coast Basketball Association, Amanda Bolton. And we'll stay in touch with you next week,
swinging.
Amanda.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Thank
guys.
You.
We'll
chat Cheers.
Next week.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yeah, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well,
okay.
There's a lot of potholes in England. We've got a lot here on the Central Coast. We've got a lot over there too. Some bloke, Mark Morrell.
Yeah.
He's dubbed Mr. Pothole over there on social media.
Yeah.
He started filling the potholes with 2-minute noodles.
How's that work?
I don't know.
How does that work?
That's just dangerous.
That is just stupid.
He's teamed up with the legendary instant noodle brand and has encouraged others to jump on the bandwagon, please.
To fill potholes with noodles.
Send us pictures of your worst local potholes using the hashtag tagging your local council according to, what hashtag? Doesn't even say. Oh, yeah. Pot noodle.
Okay.
Calling them pot noodles.
Do you cook them?
They're cooked and they go in the, yeah, because otherwise you'd just go in as a square
go
lump.
Go crunchy. Yeah.
If he's putting, that's just dangerous.
Okay.
Be slippery too.
That's good news, man. Anyway. What about this? 5 things you can do with beer.
Oh, let me start. Do you want me to tell you what they are?
No.
Clean your Barbie?
No.
Everyone cleans their Barbie with beer, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you do. Ever tried beer battered fries? No, I'm talking.
Oh,
cooking, no. Cooking your chips fried in beer. You can use light, crispy, and delicious batter for a
beer batter.
Beer batter.
Beer batter. It's been around for a long time. What else you got?
Baked bread with it. You can use sourdough.
Yes.
Because of this, you can use sourdough. You can bath in it.
Bathing in beer
is an actual thing.
No,
In fact, it is an ancient tradition. Beer baths.
13353, if you've ever had a beer bath.
Yes.
I defy anyone to tell me they've had a beer bath.
They are part of the Eastern European culture, particularly in the Czech Republic. You can even try out a beer spa when in Europe, and apparently it's truly one of the best things you can do. Okay, but don't try it at home. You can marinate it with it. And you can clean with it, as we said.
They'd be horrified of this story at Central Coast Brewery right now. They're thinking, what are you doing, Gerard?
Oh, g'day, Dwayne.
Just drink it, Adrian. Just drink it.
and beer is also great for removing coffee stains and for washing your hair, where it can add volume and thickness.
That's a lie. That's been written just to get the people to do it.
Due to beer's high acidity, it makes a great polisher of pots, pans, and even jewellery. There we go.
After today, we're not sure if other news will be back.
Why?
Because it was rubbish.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M. We got into work this morning and the news came through that Doug Mulray, a true Australian radio icon and legend, has passed away at the age of 71. And Doug Mulray was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. This is what Dougie said.
The Hall of Fame. It's about time. It's nice to be asked. It's nice to be included, to be inducted. I've never been inducted before. I hope it doesn't hurt. Fantastic. A recognition of 15 years of partying, really. Imagine getting an award for having a good time. Remarkable, really. At Triple M in those days, with some extraordinary talented people. We fashioned a coterie of loonies and gradually built the audience from 2.6 up to the high teens and brought a lot of people a lot of joy, mostly us. And it was a thrill to be there, and I appreciate being remembered fondly by the industry. It's a great pleasure.
And Doug Mulray was part of the fastest cancelled TV show ever. And the funniest...
On air 1 minute, off air the next.
And Miles from Penrith, this is what he had to say.
Kerry Packer was out at Edelston at his horse farm watching the show or flicking channel surfing, whatever he was doing. Called up network control. So basically it's recorded in Studio 2 and then it goes up to network control where they send it all over Australia. And I can't really use the language that he said over the radio, but basically it was that the show's not coming back onto there. Network Control ran an ad break, and then they ran another ad break, and then they ran another ad break. And in the meantime, we've just been pulled. Kerry Packer's rang up and said, we're not going back live. And Doug Mulray couldn't believe it. It's definitely the first show, and I think it was even the first ad break of the first show.
I remember watching it. I was in Townsville. I still remember that night. We've got that Miles. Miles joins us. G'day, Miles.
Miles.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. Bringing back memories for Doug Mulray, mate.
Unbelievable. I've been a Triple M fan for as long as I can remember. I'm actually on the way to Newcastle now, and I heard that recording. I went, that's me. I couldn't believe it.
Miles. And so what year would that be? Would that be in early 90s?
92, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, mate. And so you worked with Channel 9.
Correct. I was. I had a couple of jobs there, Vision Switcher and CCU, which was like camera control. So I worked on a few different shows, like Current Affair and MTV back in the day with Richie Wilkins, and that was one of the shows that that I was involved with as well for the very short time that it was.
Mate, what a legend Doug Mulray was, mate.
Oh, he was unbelievable. Nicest guy too. So there were plenty of stars that were nice on camera and not that nice off camera, unless they were the bosses, but Doug was nice to everybody, and he was such a funny guy. Such a funny guy.
Because Doug Mulray has passed away at the age of 71. I was saying to Rob, Miles, when I used, because I was from Queensland and still knew about Doug, and when I got into radio, I'd get all audio of Doug sent just so I could listen. When I went to Sydney, I didn't go for the tourist attractions. I'd go.
You went for Doug.
To listen to Doug in the morning.
Oh, it was an institution. I mean, you just had Triple M on every morning to listen to Reverend Doug, as we all would call him back then. So, yeah, it was a great show, and that was, we'll go down in history on Channel 9. It'll never be repeated again. I don't think you'll ever, ever get a TV show pulled off air after its first ad break. It
says it all, doesn't it?
Well, you know, Kerry Packer had the power, didn't he? He owned the network. He just picked up the phone, made the call, affected it Australia-wide, and off it went.
Yeah. All right, Miles, mate, thanks so much for joining us, Triple M Central Coast, and reliving the memories of Doug Mulray, buddy.
Welcome, guys. Have a great day.
Go, Wills.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Triple M. It's just not cricket with Justin Avendano.
Here he is, BBL champion, twice over, Coolinda Waters Golf Champion, who received a trophy this week. Looking gorgeous. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. Speaking of gorgeous, how about Paddy Gerard? How about this new haircut, mate?
Oh, look at it. Just have a look at him. Doesn't he remind you of this? Seen Full Metal see Jacket?
Sir, you got a war face? Ah! That's not... war face. Now let me see your war face.
What are you laughing at?
It's not going to grow back, mate. It's down to the bone.
He wants to see
That's
your face.
Last haircut.
Mate. When you're paying $35 to get your hair cut, you want...
Might as well cut it all.
Exactly. You want as much as you can for $35.
That's a cheap haircut.
The only person that goes in for value for money when it comes to trimming hair.
I said, I want $35 worth, mate.
It's like when you're on a golf course and you hit 1,500 balls to see if you feel like you can get in value for money.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's pretty horrendous, mate. I'm wearing a hat, so I can't say much.
Can I borrow your hat? All right, now, J.A., we've got to talk about this. Roll it from last night's footy.
Here we go.
Hey, come on, man.
Parramatta, their fourth loss of the season. 28 points to 20.
Now, we heard earlier, if the West Tigers win, Parramatta are dead last, and this is just outstanding for rugby league. Yeah. I just simply don't like Parramatta, so if you go for it, I'm really apologise. You probably don't want to hear me right now, but it's they've had a really tough draw. They've played a lot of the teams in the top eight, grand finals from last year, so it is actually a really tough draw for them. So it does help coming forward, but, you know, it's pretty disappointing. And we got a massive game tonight, which is going to be an absolute cracker. With South and Storm, Latrell is going to be big, but I really think that the Storm are really missing Papa. I think they're really struggling on attack. Their defense is cooked. So Melbourne Storm really have to try and lift over the next couple of weeks to bring their season back.
Mate, what about James Tedesco ruled out? And he could be out for up to three or four matches with HIA.
Well, they've just changed the rule now. So minimum 11 days, which I think is really good. But the studies behind it show that they still really don't know how long they need to be out for. I think in other sports, it's minimum 30 days. So the NRL is pretty generous with 11. So it's going to be really interesting.
You know what they need to do? They need to eject shoulder shots to the head from the game. It's just, it's not rugby league. Yes, it's a tough sport. It's a contact sport, collision sport. But to elbow or shoulder someone in the head, that's not what you're there to do.
Well,
is
I think accidents will always happen, but I think last night I just got a bit carried away, and that guy's got a reputation for it as well. So it's disappointing to see that guy will be out for a number of weeks of suspension.
Yeah, Bailey Simonson, he will be out, as you said. He'll face the judiciary pretty soon.
Yeah, he'll face it tonight, I think.
Now, look, we were going to talk basketball. We have covered the basketball because the rep basketball is back. We spoke about that earlier on this morning.
Yeah, we did.
And domestic season, though, is still in limbo.
Yeah, so we have the NBL one is still on, which is Central Coast Crusaders, and they've got a massive game this Sunday at the stadium. And for people who haven't been, it's actually an amazing standard of basketball. They get a really good crowd there. There's an open bar. There's a big cafe there. It's a really good entertainment. So if you're not sure what to do on Sunday afternoons, get there at 1. The women are at 1. The men are at 3, and that changes each week.
Generally on Saturdays, isn't it?
Generally on Saturdays, but this week we've got on Sunday versus Penrith, and then next week we're back on double headers, actually, the following week. So that's going to be huge.
I hear on Saturdays they have the hottest ground announcer on the Central Coast.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but yeah, I do feel in. I'm actually really excited. It's a lot of fun. I did my first game the other day, and it's really outstanding. The crowd gets involved, and please, if you show up, please don't heckle me because I am nervous as anything.
Make sure.
Everyone go wearing a hat.
I've got to pronounce people's names I've never heard of before, and it's stressful as anything.
And the Rhinos, they've rejoined the Australian Ice Hockey League after a 14-year absence. They've got that trial game against Newcastle North Stars tomorrow. And, mate, you said to us last week you're not talking cricket anymore. That was it. So what's happened?
I know we had a little filler because I'm coming in next week, but the Test Championship, so it's essentially 2 years of Test cricket. They're trying to make like a world
cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
They're trying to make a World Cup.
How many World Cups does cricket need?
Oh. Well, there's never been one for a Test. So what they do?
Let's do a World Cup Test.
Yeah. So over 2 years, teams play each other.
2 years.
They get points. They get. Well, I hate you, boys.
This is on the edgiest seat.
So
stuff.
They're not 2 years.
In June. So a few months from now, it's that exciting. India are taking on Australia in England. So it's going to be
2 years.
Yeah. The World Cup takes 2 years. Yeah. So hold it every 40 years.
So we have to wait for a result for 2 years.
No, you have to wait till June for the final result, which is going to be really good. Australia's in that. So with our victory against India the other day, we've made the World Test Championship. Just as some exciting news for everyone listening.
When four World Cups are just not enough.
And one day internationals and T20. And domestic cricket.
And the IPL starts tonight. Go the Aussies. Paddy and Rob Palmer,
the podcast. It's happening tonight, Central Coast Leagues, Robert. It is comedy for a cause. Rotary Club of Gosford City are doing it. And it's going to be huge, Care for Coast. It's we've got Matty Wakefield there, Bruce Griffiths, Daniel Towns, and this lad.
Have your local supermarkets opened up the area that you can like check yourself out? How exciting is that for everybody that ever wanted to be a checkout person but would never get the actual opportunity? It's open mic night at Woolies.
Please now welcome to the stage, Tommy Dean,
and to the studio as well. Morning, Tommy.
Tommy.
Good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I always like it when I hear something I haven't said in a while, and I think, man, that guy's funny.
You're
beauty. And he is. Yeah, we did. We wanted to talk, you know, they said, talk about, do you want to talk to Daniel? We said, no way. Bruce, nah. Matty, no way. Give us Tommy Dean. Because, mate, you're virtually local now. How long have you been in Australia now for?
Oh, man, it's like 30-plus years. 1992 is the marker, so 8 plus 23 is what, 31? 31 years.
Wow. Do you get back home much?
No. I spent a year recently with my son who did some schooling there, but generally, no. It's a very dangerous place to go, and I see no reason anyone should ever be there.
Yes. Mate. Yeah,
hey, listen, with exactly. Kids, you know, like advice for parents, do you use comedy on your kids when it comes to, you know, bringing them up?
Well, I use it to test how smart they are, and I'm a little disappointed to report they're not as clever as I thought they should be.
Okay.
But I blame that on their mother.
Fair enough. Are they becoming part of the woke brigade? Do you say something that is actually
funny? I would say woke. They understand. I think that I work in a rather wry way at the family level, and because, of course, I also have to be serious, they're never quite sure which is serious and which is funny. So I think they spend a lot of their lives confused.
Is this the coast? You hear the coast tonight. You've been here a few times, haven't you?
Oh, man, I was just there last week. Yeah, I'm up there all the time. It's like second home.
What's your favorite part?
Gosford itself is quite nice, but if I had to pick a place to be, I quite like the frontage on Terrigal.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not alone there.
Oh, how nice. Is that the boardwalk?
Get down to the Haven.
Like, this is a weird thing to say, and I know I just dissed America, but I don't even know if it's still there, but there used to be a pizza shop right on the beachfront that was the only pizza place in Australia that used proper American pepperoni.
Is that right?
And that made it worth the drive.
Could be the wolf down there. Could still be there.
Hungry Wolf?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
See,
go in there and say, Tommy Dean recommends the pepperoni.
Yeah, come to the Central Coast, recommended by Tommy Dean. Pizza Wolf. Pizza Hut. Oh, no, what is it? Hungry Wolves.
Yeah, Hungry Pizza Wolf Hut.
That's what it is.
The pepperonis out like Domino's. It's so good.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Tommy, now look, what about this year, mate? You've been on nearly every show in Australia. Rob, who won Dancing with the Stars 2010.
Oh, you shouldn't have mentioned it.
Sorry, I had to bring it up. Mate, ever...
Congratulations,
ever,
by the way.
Thanks, Tommy.
Tommy, mate, would you ever think on going on any of those, you know, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, on any of those shows?
I always wanted to go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because only for this. No one ever uses their get out. It'd be like day one. It'd be like introductions. All right, everybody, welcome to the island. What's your name? Hi, I'm Tommy. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. You get your sign on fee and run.
That's it. Gotta go. Thanks for the helicopter ride. I'm going to go back up there and talk to Dr. Chris.
With a cocktail.
Now, if you want to see Daniel Downs, Ruth Griffiths, Matt Wakefield, and Tommy Dean, he's doing it tonight. Comedy for a Cause. Great Care for Coast. It's a great cause in support of Care for Coast for the Gosford, the Rotary Club of Gosford City. Tommy, you're headlining it tonight, aren't you? The others are just, they're below you.
They're it's a lot of fun. That's what I love about this thing. You know, as like I said, it's a great cause. It's always great people. And because of that sort of unity that starts the night, it's a great show all the way around. So from top to bottom, it's good fun. I can't think of a better place to be this Friday night.
And hopefully Hungry Wolves from Terrigal will deliver a few pizzas to you.
Do they stay up until 10:30? That's the only problem. What's their hours?
I'm sure they can make it after 10:30. I'll work it out.
Leave the oven on.
Yeah. All for Tommy. Mate, good to speak to you and crack them up tonight, mate.
Should be great fun. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Tommy Dean, you can get him Central Coast Leagues tonight. Oh, by the way, too, general admission, $40, and you can get the VIP dinner and show tickets for $120. But we've got a couple of doubles. We've got two double passes. If you want one now, give us a buzz.
Just 1-3-3-5-3 away.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Seeing on the screen, reports say President Trump has been indicted. Donald Trump hit with criminal charges. I'm sure our news team, Shawnee P and Scotty Leake, will be covering that throughout the course of the morning.
Speaking of criminal charges, every tipping comp has one. It's that limey character that joins at the start of the season and just carries on tipping until he realises he's in with a shot and then decides to cough up the money for the tipping comp. And it's happened with you on a number of occasions. And unfortunately, I've had to bring to the attention of Dave Horsball, who organises the tipping comp here at Triple M.
Yeah. Bloody legend. Central Coast legend, Dave Horsball.
You look unlikely to pay. And anyway, he's come into the studio this morning just to enlighten us to something that he had to put into the tipping comp last year as a new rule because of the behaviour of people just like yourself.
You see, well, it actually,
hello, Dave. Hello,
good morning, Davey.
Good morning, Paddy. Well, it actually, I think last year was October I may have got the payment.
October.
I think it was October,
when the finals? Finals are
October.
Just before that, yeah, it was after the
And at that
final.
Point, where was Paddy Gerard coming in the competition?
He wasn't coming that high, I don't think.
And when he finally paid his money, I think he might have even been first or second.
Yeah, he climbed up a little bit further up. Yeah, you're right.
And then I did pay it. David, I did pay. I know I was a bit late this year, so you had to change rules for the tipping competition because of someone, did you?
Yes. So the rule is now that anyone that's late loses their joker.
What was the last payment date?
It was
the last payment date before you lose your joker.
It was yesterday.
And I paid you.
I did get a text from you, Paddy. I did get a text from you.
After.
The actual the actual date looked like it was last year's date.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have my glasses on, but it did look like that. I've had to make a bit of a precedent here and just say, look, you know, I've got to set an example and
no,
this is what's going
to
happen. I'm
after
sorry.
The cutoff is what you've done. And for anyone that doesn't know, the Joker is when you get to get double the points for when you tip your correct teams in the round. And because you're a habitual non-payer of tipping comp fees, the rule had to be implemented, and unfortunately for you, you've actually missed the cutoff date.
That is a
See,
lie.
See, we have 21 people in the tipping comp, and 20 people have paid.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. I have to set a precedent here.
David, I paid you yesterday, and I didn't use an old screenshot from last year.
It looked like it to me.
All right, because I put my thumb over 2022... It was 2023.
I see the truth comes out now, Rob. See?
Yeah.
Listen, pal, I tell you, if I lose the Joker.
Don't worry about it. You won't miss it.
That is wrong.
I'm sorry, mate. I've got to set an example.
That is wrong on so many levels. All right, then.
Happy tipping, anyway.
Thank you, David Horsfield.
Enjoy the rest of the season.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now, and you'll never miss an episode.